So here is the counting that we have to do in one dimension. And I've drawn the first two modes. There's left-going and right-going modes, and now I've drawn these states in k-space. So every one of these modes, left-going or right-going, I can associate with a wave number. And the allowed wave numbers for the boundary conditions are that there's one at zero, which I didn't draw. It's just a straight line. There's an infinite wavelength, so just a straight line. And then this one is the right moving wave with one wavelength from the whole box. So when the wave number is 2 pi over L, there's one wavelength that fits in the box. When the wave number is 4 pi over L, there's two wavelengths that fit in the box. And these are the right moving waves, and these are the left moving waves. So I just get a bunch of these states. And in the end, I'm going to take the limit as L goes to infinity, so a really large box. And these allowed k values are closely spaced in k-space.